Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? I was saying that to start the podcast, and I just was reminded of like that, what is it, Phil Collins song when he's like, I can feel it coming in the air. You remember that song? When the beat drops on that song? I remember being 13 and sitting in the back seat of my mom's car and feeling like life had fucking meaning. I just remember that part when the beat drops, bro. And that's exactly what I wanted to talk to you about today, man, is the career of Phil Collins. I'm just joking. Now, I wanted to talk to you about meaning, like meaning. Fuck. I hope my voice doesn't echo so much, but I am in my apartment again, but I'm sitting in like an office sort of space, and the walls are all around me, and I'm very particular on sound and quality, and I'm speaking into my laptop, so wish I had my mic, guys. I wish I had my mic, but it's just me and the laptop, so if it's okay, the most important thing regardless is the message. And I am drinking mate, and I want you to know, 5:30 p.m., I'm coming high energy, and something that's a little ironic about this situation is because it's been about 16 hours since I've eaten. I'm in a fast. And if you recall, a few episodes ago, I recorded an episode called I Come to You Hungry and with a Request. And I was speaking a little bit slower. I had a little bit more of a just a calm down pace. But today, I'm coming with a little bit more high energy, even though I'm recording the episode around the same time. So what the fuck happened? Well, I adjusted. I became stronger, and I've learned to endure suffering well. Man. And the reason I bring that up is because when you learn how to endure suffering well, life takes on more meaning. Can we just camp out there? Can we spend the night on that line? Can we spend the night? When you learn how to endure suffering well, life has more meaning. One of the Buddhist principles that I love is like, you know, life is suffering. and it sounds kind of sad, right? When you say that. But to be alive is to suffer in a way. And we see this whenever a baby's born. They don't come out smiling, do they? No, they come out crying. They come out crying, scared, anxious. This is a newborn baby and nothing happened. Why are you crying? Yeah, life in a way. I mean, perception is everything, but ultimately, I can paint you a crazy picture of how life is suffering. Even the fact that your breaths are numbered and so are your heartbeat. And every second that goes by, your skin is getting worse. I know that sounds so bad, but your cells are like just fading away. But there's a side of you that's being renewed. There's a side of you that's growing. There's a side of you that's learning how to suffer well. And then inside of you, a new thing is being born. A new thing inside of you is happening. And then life begins to have meaning, even though you're withering away. Ah, I love fasting because I get all these really cool insights when I'm very hungry, you know? And that's a big reason why I do it. Because what would appear as something that would take away your energy gives it back to you. What would appear as something that would make you feel miserable actually restores you. I read a quote this morning on Twitter because I like hanging out there, and it's from a book, and I'm going to share it with you and then give you some thoughts, and then I will close the episode. Before I share the quote, though, just quick update on me. December 29th here, 2 days away from the new year, still in Argentina, going to be here another month or so. Loving it. Been working a lot, helping people with nutrition, with exercise, with losing weight, with becoming the best that they can be. It's a good life, my friends, but it is busy. It is busy, and it is very taxing on the fingers and on the eyes. Us who are digital nomads and us who spend the majority of their time on such a life-sucking force as social media. You need to learn how to balance and hold it well, or it will take advantage of you. Comparison and judgment and all those shitty things that come with the technology. Balance, temperance, and just the ability to know where your value comes from is key to navigating this digital world. So I say that just as an update. I'm doing well, though, and I am learning how to steward my life correctly. And I think fasting has helped me so much with that, guys. And if you've never fasted, here's another pitch. All your life, you will eat food. You will have this relationship with food. When will you let that relationship breathe? When will you give it space? When will you let it rest a little bit? You know, you ever been like with somebody and everything's good with them? You're just like, hey, I think we should take some time apart, you know, maybe like a few hours, maybe a day. I'm going to get a weekend getaway with the boys. I'm going to get my nails done with the girls. You know, that space between makes your relationship better, right? If you were just always glued to them, like, shit would get fucking messy no matter how much you love them. And it's the same thing with your relationship with food, guys. Something so central like love and relationship is food. You will fucking die if you don't eat. But you won't die if you go 24 hours. You won't die if you go 48, 72. I got a guy that's doing 10 days no eating. Isn't that fucking crazy? Shout out to you, my boy Lundis. I know you're a listener, bro. It's just eventually it's nice to have a little break from food. So here's another pitch before I get back to this quote here. Here's another pitch for you, my friend. Jump into our fasting community and go 24 hours without food. And if you're someone that says, I can never do that, I love food, that's because you're attached and you need to give food some fucking space. And if you really, really loved food, if you really are a food lover, then you'd put it down so that you can love it even better. Yeah. How about that as a challenge, you selfish little person? How about that as a challenge? I can't live without food. I can never do that. If you really are a food lover, then you'd give it space so that you can love it appropriately. Because if not, what you have isn't love. What you have is an attachment. And that ties really well into Buddhist principles. And this quote that I want to give you. All right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. I hope you're sticking with me, my friends. I hope you're sticking with your boy, Jay. Here's the quote. If we focus exclusively on pursuing happiness, we may regard suffering as something to be ignored or resisted. We think of it as something that gets in the way of happiness. But the art of happiness is also, and at the same time, the art of knowing how to suffer well. If we know how to use our suffering, we can transform it and suffer much less. Knowing how to suffer well is essential to realizing true happiness. Man, what a powerful freaking line on suffering and happiness. Nobody wants to suffer, guys. But in fact, knowing how to suffer well is essential to self-realization and the realization of true happiness. The art of happiness is also, at the same time, the art of knowing how to suffer well. It's almost like they flow together. And a common error is the belief that I want to avoid suffering and pursue happiness. But when you have that idea, narrative in your mind, what you're actually saying is, I want to be comfortable and I don't want anything that brings me pain, which is in and of itself a faulty and bad way to live, because then you become a pleasure chasing little bitch and all you want to do is feel good. And then you will feel good, but you will start to die inside. And then that's when addiction enters and various things of this nature. But if you learn how to suffer well, you will realize true happiness. If we know how to use our suffering, we can transform it and suffer much less. Take me for example. Let's just take me for example right now, and you can think of your own life. If I ever take a pause, it's because I'm sipping Mate. Hold on. Take me right now. I'm fasting, okay? I know that it's good for me, but sometimes there'll be moments when it's really hard and I'm like, oh, fuck. You know what I mean? But being able truly in the midst of extreme hunger, right? I'm not extremely hungry, but you know what I mean? In the midst of hunger, being able to say, man, what a joy it is to have food, man. What a joy it is to have work. What a joy it is to have health. I have everything that I need. I am so, so blessed in my life. What can appear as a suffering situation now becomes a transformation of that suffering, and I enter into a higher state of gratitude than I would have been had I thought that stuffing myself with pancakes was gonna make me feel good. Do you see how I took suffering and I used it for my greater good? But I could also take suffering and have this play out in my head. I'm so hungry. This fucking sucks. I don't wanna do this shit. I need some food to make me feel better. Oh, fuck, I don't wanna go on these coaching. I don't want to make a podcast. You think I want to think right now? I'm so fucking hungry. I just want to eat. Oh, man, oh, I'm so fat. Nobody loves me. Like, guys, these are some of the voices that you know I'm not alone in having in my head. And you feel the same way. In both scenarios, positive and negative, suffering is happening. But in one scenario, the one I painted for you first, you are taking your suffering and transforming it. Now, when I do eat, when I do consume, I will experience greater meaning and joy and happiness. Because I've transformed my suffering, I can experience greater joy when joy presents itself. That's so different, guys, from being somebody who chases pleasure and just wants to feel good all the time. In this life, and I was having a coaching call today with a client, you will go through several tragedies, whether you like it or not. You're either in one, you're coming out of one, or one is on the horizon. Again, the Buddha, life is suffering. But my friends, knowing how to suffer well, there's no greater gift. I'll give you a fitness example. When you start out running and you're a fat ass, it fucking sucks. And you just like are so self-conscious and your tits are bumping up and down in your shirt and you're getting tired going up the stairs. And when I said tits, I was referring to a guy, not my ladies. But you're just freaking sweating. You're out of breath. You feel like shit. You just like, you know, you're looking at your heart rate. You're like, oh my gosh, it's only been 3.5 minutes. You just feel awful. You're suffering. It sucks. But you know what ends up happening when you continue in the suffering the next day and the next day and the next day and the day after that? You get a lot better at the same routine, the same treadmill dance, the same track run, the same whatever it is, you get a lot better. Hence, you are suffering well. You are learning how to endure it. And what happens? Your body adapts. And when it does, you get stronger. And what ends up happening is you'll be on a run a few months later. And for some reason, you feel really happy inside. How the fuck? The same run was causing you so much pain and suffering. And now you're like happy and you want to go on the run and you're like sweating and you're out of breath, but you feel alive. You've experienced happiness. How does that work? There's only one reason why. You've learned to suffer well. And now life has meaning. And there'll be somebody next to you who's out of breath complaining about how life sucks and they're all tired and their shirt is a mess and they're all like, I just want to go in my bed and sleep. And you're like, wait, you don't understand. You just need to keep going. You just need to endure. You just need to go a little bit longer. You just need to suffer a little bit more well. And you'll get there. And you'll experience joy. And you'll feel it. And it'll make sense. My friends, we're going to pause it there. We're going to pause it there because I'm going to get some more mate. And that's my message for you guys. That's my message for you. May you learn how to suffer well in life. Yeah. Because suffering is inevitable and it will come. Suffering will be here and it will continually be here. But when it does come, maybe you feel it now. Or maybe you're like me, that someday you feel it, someday you don't. Some moments you're happy, some moments you're like depressed out of nowhere because you have like just a really, you know, intense relationship with emotions and empathy and all these energies and stuff like that. May you learn how to suffer well. May you be okay in the pain. Think of a woman giving birth and like they tell her to breathe through it. In the midst of extreme suffering, she has to find a way to find peace with the situation so that new life can be born. Is that not spiritual? Is that not spiritual? In the midst of something so painful, it's like, come to peace with it through your breath so that new life can come out of you. Holy shit. Is that not an analogy for suffering well? May you suffer well, guys. I don't know if you've ever been told that. I certainly haven't been spoken that over myself, but may you learn to suffer well. May you come to peace with whatever is bothering you. And that in itself, guys, is, yeah, I want to kind of end it, but going back to the Buddha, like the whole point of the teaching of that life is suffering is that you don't become attached to things, that you hold them loosely. And the only way to do that is to let them go and to come to peace with them. Yeah. So may you come to peace with the suffering. May you learn how to suffer well. May you be okay with whatever's happened in 2023, and may you be okay with whatever suffering is going to happen in 2024. May you realize that the true key to joy and happiness is knowing and understanding how to suffer well, because suffering is temporary and joy is on the horizon. But may when the joy come, may it bring you true lasting joy because you suffered well. Enjoy the rest of your day, my friends. I hope this message spoke to you, sending you so much love and good vibes. Later.